said, "You've got $1 million smile." I didn't, although I just had a quick little snap and then wound it back on. So, it sounds like it's going to be a new experience for me as well.
Or Angel of Pillows, apparently. Alright. My tightening boots on. Ready? Take a deep breath, folks. Here we go.
Big news in the BX newspaper. And, that's good. I always suspected there might be a some kind of need for
a latent DX community
wanting to hear something on shortwave a little bit different.
Okay, we'll go back to the music. Shortwave Australia 4825-2310.
Looking at the patterns on the printed paper as it fell through, it looked quite interesting. It looked interesting. An unusual arrangement in the way that it had lots of syncopated offbeat entry. So, yeah, I wonder about that one. That's going to warrant some investigation, I think. Great kit value, and limited value. Where that came from? That came from a box about another 50 or 60 years ago. Which will probably all get a bit in any of that concern. The way the piano steps here is against a wall, which is shared with the guard, and I don't think there's any chance of the piano ever being moved out. It's become a fixture. But the angle is against the wall, and I don't know. I think we'll have to find a way to try and get a better balance, perhaps. Good for thought.
Alright.
I have no idea what's next. What's next? We're going to play something OCR
selection.
Weird money for sure. I'll just have a look at it and see how it turns out. I don't know if it's a bit different. And of course, it's a
The object of all
Sunday, October 14th, 8 weeks ago. The Prime Minister is arguing that it is a very lovely spot. The day is that a rather lovely spot of the show. So, yes, we did look out here and we look out over a lovely green landscape to the blue hills. Will I hope from time to time be reminded that the place that we are living is not the place that was produced by standing down law or by standing criminal law, but by the generosity of men and women who live in the earth to earn 20 foot. And to be firm reminded of their duty to their fellow men. Everyone is likely to blow a little, but when you hear the Prime Minister say, you break the hospital. This is important about building a hospital, and we'd like to feel that we think very Victoria, too. No one is waiting for the open mode. No, you've been here before. One can make another
20 to 21 years,
particularly if one continuously endeavors to live up to that very fashion.
I thought that we've seen them often without the Red Cross in prison.
Roy Reed, is one shilling and two shillings.
Here's a roundup. FNM, Charles Coleman, and Shane Fox is in battle. 100% shortly. Now that, Charlie Chaplin in the infant. But Rogers, if you get them, they will just go from the point of the
Dennis King, Cadet McDonald, in the back of the RUT.
Thank you.
because being a breakfast sit-on says we have nothing to do.
Really a mean breakfast for us. We've got nothing to do after 9 a.m.
Organizing a popular footballers' competition. The Wilson was talking in signed books for their favorite. It was won by a young football player named Aiden Bundy, who won his first round of medal the year before. The title signed books lost
the radio record today.
It was 75,000.
The big team
there had already begun the season. We were accepted at the fountains of Melbourne Hill.
When we put Bunton's trophy and thousands of votes in the front of his window, the show stopped the traffic. Incidentally, we used the window of an unfinished shop on the ground floor of the Manchester Unity building, then a massive scaffolding only 4 stories high. We're still grateful for the use of that window to the then Grand Secretary of Manchester Unity, Mr. Walter Prest. 19 years later, you could hear his name drawn on weekdays at any afternoon at 3 o'clock. He has been with the Day Arthur Rank organization in recent years as a teenage daughter who appears in English films and has a dozen song hits to his credit. This is one. Melbourne Radio Competition in 1934 paved the way for many other radio firsts. On Sunday, May the 24th, 1933, we commenced the first commercial radio play series, Single Relay to Melbourne, introduced by the voice of Charles Cuff. Remember? George Edwards has since become a household word in Australia. At the same time that George Edwards was making his stuff, the choir from Sunday kept on their 7:15 air each night, Sleepin' Up Sally. But on August the 21st, 1933, it made way for the first big adventure serial to reach Victoria.
The long team blade flashes in the sunlight. Again and again, the Gatwick field plunges deep into Toto's unprotected left side. With a last gasping roar, the front feet lurches forward, stumbles, down to the ground. Caravan leaps upright, places a foot on the huge, horny neck. That car of the triumphant Tarzan became a familiar sound in all our suburban streets before long. Tarzan ran for more than a year. The air adventures of Judy Allen with Channels would likewise. But these serials, if heard today, would pale beside 1951's advanced productions, such as the gramophone records of this next young singer and sister then were becoming better known. His son Jerry was born about the same time. Maybe that's why Bing Crosby was waiting at a dream. Years later, Bing sent a message to Norman Bay for Pinto's Christmas Day feast.
I've got to go up the line, Carl. The youngsters are naturally up at the crack of dawn. See what awaits them around the base of the tree. And we have friends that drop in during the day for a little eggnog.
Not by late with this delicate school lunchtime.
And then in the afternoon, we're going to take the kids out on some of the neighbors, friends, relatives, for
a Christmas carol. 1, 2, 4 songs.
just a flash of one further hit of 1933 before we pass to another year. Recognize that 33 crooner? It's Kipton Webb.
Now the Snowmobile in film.
Goodbye, 1933. As we come to a date very fast, I say, it is the 26th of May. All gramophone records were grams on all stations prior to this have contained the Hitler Country Center. The sound, the soprano, the bass, the gramophone, a classic corporate organ solo. That was our very first record and our first program of world famous cello tonight. Yes, we are to give you a full half hour of cello voices only. We trust you enjoy the experiment. Next is a newcomer, Richard Stauber.
I think an item from the show is straight ahead to see yet.
Quite close in. Broadcast the first vertical Cartier and Dale record ever heard in Melbourne. And before long, this particular one became the biggest hit our city has known. The next playing day for Paul Robinson's Blue Bird of Happiness. Years later, of course, we learned he was Jan Pitt. On August the 4th of that same year, 1935, 3KZ Studios saw the very first presentation of the Professional and Amateur Parade. It had a wider scope than previous similar shows, and the P&A has lasted more years than those others lasted weeks.
What a wealth of talent it has presented and encouraged. In those first weeks, the teenage lad you know as Peggy Brooks made a shy debut with his microphone. Tonight,
you yourself may be surprised when we remind you that we're first finalists in Greater Chelsea, for you know very well.
The pianist member of a band and piano duo was a Miss Margot Sheridan. Margot has been heard in 1,000 KZ broadcasts since, and as many artists thank her for her splendid accompaniment, assistance, and encouragement. Of her talent, she can truly say to radio artists, "Everything I have is yours."
for 3KZ2 edit. The first regular indoor quiz at 11:30 a.m. Sunday, June the 27th, 1937. The spelling bee.
Who finds W-2-A-G-A?
That's the year. That was recorded on the Spotlight record in 1956. And I played that in memory of Stephen's daughter, Royal, who passed away last week.
Very different.
And Transplanter.
Yeah, Nancy Dear is
a great poet on the piano. Right, we move into the stretch. I thought it'd be fun to look at some of the recordings on the Voyage of Golden Record. Quite a few classical recordings on this, yes. This is the record that accompanied both Voyages.
That's right.
What was it, 77, I think it was?
And they contain sound and images which portray the diversity of life
and culture and stuff.
And, yeah, I suppose there is pretty extraterrestrial life or what it might look like.
On that there are quite a few interesting selection, and I wonder if they were to have made that selection today, whether they would have chosen the same pieces. Perhaps not. But yeah, they're all very wonderful performances, and I had a bit of a listen while driving in the car today. And I thought I'd drive through with these in the mix, and it's actually quite significant because one of them ties very directly to Master Suffering, so we'll sort of let that little journey unfold, I suppose. But in the mix of all this, let's get going with this recording of Mark Stratford Concerto, number 6. Music for the ages, music for eternity, music representing our culture, and music for today as well. We'll be right back. head. Records are sold in record. Together. Let's have a listen.
Arthur Grimshaw playing his part.